To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we got one more day without Sue Thomas. She'll be back tomorrow, taking a few days off. Then I think the whole crew is here for next week leading up to the holiday. And then things get a little holiday-esque, if you will, Fred, right? You're taking off the week of Christmas. I'm going to be here for a couple of days that week, for Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, which would be 2 weeks from today, which is kind of hard to believe, Annie does this Christmas special we're going to air on Wednesday. So we kind of get, don't tell HR or anything, Fred, but we kind of get like a bonus day off on the 24th. And this is the greatest thing ever. I love this. Alex Rich is here. We're going to share some stories with him and from him, as we often do. But Alex works here at Odyssey St. Louis. And I don't know if you know this, because I didn't know it until today. Did you know that January 2nd is also a holiday for the company?
Wait, Mike, sorry. You know, multiple people have told me this, and I don't really care, because I wasn't planning on really doing anything.
Well, to be completely honest. Hey,
some of
us work a lot harder for our.
Are you surprised that?
Talking about Fred, clearly not me, but yeah, here's what I was told.
It doesn't surprise me. It's like, that's why. But you're the third person this week to mention it to me. I'm like, is this news?
Well, yeah, because I didn't know about it, and we're trying to plan shows and do things. See, some of us work. I know that you don't. You just mess around, and you sneak into football games and stuff like that. But some of us, like Fred, not
that's
me,
fair.
Work. So you have January 1st, which is a Thursday, right? Christmas is on a Thursday. So no one wants to go back to work on that Friday.
Right.
What a waste of time. But what I was told is that we just had Veterans Day off. I had a listener that ripped me for taking Veterans Day off, because it was... Don't you remember I told you the story? It was
because
disrespectful.
You should be a veteran?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was disrespectful to veterans.
You're respecting them for not, you know.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But so anyway, they took that away. But then what do they do next year? Because next year, I don't think it's a leap year this year, right? So New Year's and Christmas will be on Friday. So they're not going to give us like the Monday off after New Year's. So did they go back to Veterans Day? I don't know. It's all very complicated.
Don't look too far ahead.
Yeah, you're thinking way too much.
I'm assuming that I'll be employed at that point, Fred, which is that's never a guarantee in this business. All right, so we have Ethan is raring up here for his last Sue's News of the Week, and I know he's excited about that. You joined us on Monday for a story, and I want you to kind of put the story in more of a summary fashion here, because it's an incredible story. But there's another one that you did not share. So Alex went to IU. He played baseball for Indiana University. You're very close to the program. You go to a lot of basketball and football games. Your BFF is Vic Oladipo, who was the second overall pick in the NBA draft many years ago. So you decide last minute to go to the game in Indianapolis with a friend.
Right. Yep. So we go up there. We didn't have a ticket. We were, you know, keeping our eyes on the StubHub prices. They were like $600-$700. We were fully ready to, like, you know, have to buck up and
pull the trigger on something.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
You know, you kidding me? Or worst case, we're at a bar watching and we're still there in the atmosphere. So we get over to the stadium. We're walking around the stadium just trying to, honestly, like I told you guys, I didn't know if people still scalp tickets outside anymore at all. If that's
it's a valid
a thing.
Question.
So we go, and I hear some guy say, two tickets, you know, and I'm like, where are they at, man? Where are they at? And he's like, oh, 200 apiece, follow me. And, like, I'm like, okay, you know, where are the tickets though? And he's like, no, just follow me. I said, we'll follow you, but I'm not paying you. I'm not right. paying you any money until we get inside that stadium. He's like, fine. So we start to try to go in like this VIP entrance, and this guy turns around. And he's like, actually, let's follow me. We're gonna go back to the front gate where they're scanning the tickets, and the guy has got like a he's got like a lanyard like you would put on your keys, like a lanyard that you'd wear around your neck.
But right.
It's just like anybody could buy this from the dollar store in Indiana. It's just an IU lanyard, has nothing attached to the end of the lanyard. And he tucks it into his shirt. And I'm kind of like at this point thinking, I wonder where we're going here. And me and my buddy Baker were looking at each other kind of like at this point, do we dip out? Do we go for it? Like, you know, we're pretty much fully committed at this point because, you know, it was that, or again, you're looking at $700. So he cuts us in front of probably 4,000 people in line. You know, Lucas Oil Stadium is a massive stadium.
And he just kind of waves you forward?
Just kind of waves us forward, and we get up to the ticket scanner, and he just says, it was all moving so quick. He's just like, points to his lanyard around his neck that nothing's attached to.
And it doesn't say anything. It just says IU.
Says nothing.
And walk right in.
And he says, media, they're with me. And we just walked in. We just, nobody said a word. One woman kind of was like, oh, hey, to my buddy. He was like, oh, did they scan your ticket? Like, make sure you get your wristband.
Right.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm with him. And like, they walked off. And
because the wristbands were for the lighting that they did.
And yeah, and that was, you know, that pretty was cool. What legitimized you as a actual patron that.
Because you got the wristband when you walked in.
Yeah, you got the wristband when they scanned your ticket. So I grabbed two of these wristbands. We walked in and we were home free. We were home free.
And then
we had walked in.
You gave the guy how much money?
Ended up giving the guy $75.
And you said,
cash.
I'm going to pay you the rest later.
Said, I'll pay you the rest later because my phone wouldn't load all this stuff. And
have you paid him?
I have not paid him.
Fred, what would you do? Fred would pay him.
I have not.
Oh, I'd
paid
be
him.
Really worried.
I know.
Yeah.
You would.
He texted you on Monday and you haven't heard anything since.
Haven't heard anything since. He said his text was, don't think I'll forget about this.
Oh, well, you know, you may want to be careful with that. All right, so what the hell happened with the Comfort Inn?
Well, so prior to the game, we get into town. The Comfort Inn story is, I don't typically stay at Comfort Inns, but my buddy booked it like when they announced the Big Ten championship game before we even knew Indiana.
Sorry
was
that
in
they
it.
Didn't have a Four Seasons for you, you elitist.
So he was like, it was a non-refundable room that he booked a while ago, and I was texting with him, and I'm like, he's another St. Louis guy, and I'm like, dude, I need a place to stay. And he's like, actually, I'm staying at a different place. Like, I booked this Comfort Inn that you can have. Like, I'll just give it to you. Like, it's paid for. Just,
oh, wow.
Like, throw me $75.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Just 75. Yeah. Man, you're getting off easy this weekend.
Everything was $75 this weekend. So we go to check in. This is at like probably noon. Now he booked, mind you, we got there Saturday morning. He booked the room for two nights. So he booked the room for Friday night.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Saturday.
And nobody
night.
Stayed there Friday night.
And nobody. So that's a big key part of the story here.
Right.
So we get there to check in, and this older couple in front of us checks in. They have no issues, whatever. Da da da. We get up there, and the guy's like, oh, we had you down as a no-show. And I'm like, well, here we are. Like, the room is already paid for. Like, I don't know that we need to call and say we're cut. Like, the room's booked for two nights. It's paid for. There should be a room. And he's like, well, there'll be $100. He's like, yes. Ends up finding the room. Then he says, there's going to be $100 cash deposit.
Wait, what?
And I'm like, the room's already paid for, though. What, like, what
did
do you
say? Can you make it 75?
And I said, but the room's already paid for. Like, what? A deposit for what?
Yeah,
like, what
well, you, and cash. What are you talking about?
And I was like, he's like, you'll get it back at the checkout. And I'm like,
well, no.
Okay, I guess, but like, can I do it on my credit card? Like, and he's like, no, cash only.
What?
And I'm like, dude,
you gotta be kidding me.
I swear, and I said, that's fine, but you're telling me, like, I had a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fine, but you're telling me, like, when I come check out, which I don't check out of hotels,
no,
I just leave.
Nobody does, right.
That somebody at the front desk that's not you, whoever's
going to give you $100,
is going to hand me $100 bill back.
Not a chance.
I said, I find that really hard to believe. That, like, why can't I just do it on my credit card? So the guy's like, hold on 1 second, and he comes back, and he's like, actually, I think it's best if you come back and check in at 3 o'clock at check-in time. I said, what are you talking about? I said, we've had the room for a whole day. Like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't like you asking all these questions.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I would be losing my mind right now.
And I literally said to my buddy afterwards, I'm like, dude, did either of us do anything? Like, and I guess the guy just, I don't know what his problem was with us, man. It was insane. And of course, like,
were there other people watching around you or not?
Yeah,
okay.
A few.
All right.
And so the guy's literally like, why don't you, I think we're done here. You need to come back at 3 o'clock to check it. Now, mind you, like, we were dropping off the car, dropping off our stuff, and
then leaving
until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So we did. We had to get dressed in the parking lot.
So you had to wait until 3 o'clock, or did you just go and then check in at 2 a.m.?
We checked in at 2 a.m.
And did anyone ask you for $100?
No. And the guy at 2 a.m., which would have been a more reasonable time to ask for $100 cash, the guy, I told him the whole story.
And what did he say?
And he was like, no, that's not right.
Well,
like,
of course it's not right.
But then he says, oh, that guy tries that all the time.
Okay, but Alex,
I'm like, what
I'm
are we
calling
doing?
The Comfort Inn the next day. Did you do that?
Well, I'm waiting for my buddy to send me, like, the feet.
Oh, I would definitely call.
Because that's insane.
You just call there and ask for a manager. I would go higher than that. See if you have. I'm pretty good at this. Fred knows that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll find, like, a corporate person because. That's
but what do I want, a free night at the Comfort Inn?
No, but you should tell them that the employee is trying to scam people out of $100 cash. I've never heard of something like that.
Isn't that crazy? And I'm like, that was just...
What's crazier is that another guy there that worked there knew about it.
Yeah, he does it. And wow. nobody's stopping this guy?
I love, like, the fact that he circles back like, yeah, dude, you're asking too many questions about the scam that I'm pulling on people,
dude,
right?
Exactly. That's what I'm like. That's
and who
why
has $100 right now anyway?
I'm like, dude.
You know what I mean? In cash.
100%.
Most people wouldn't have
that. It was like honestly rare that I did. And I was like, you know what? Like, okay, I guess I got this $100 cash. But in my mind, I'm thinking like, why the hell am I giving this guy $100
cash? Did you ever say, hey, can I talk to a manager?
He was the
oh
only,
my gosh,
dude! Comfort. This guy was the only guy there at the time.
Unbelievable!
It was something, man.
You have stories.
So
Alex
it was.
Rich, I'll tell you what.
That started. I felt like that scammed everybody. That was the start to the scamming.
It was
weekend.
Incredible weekend story. All right, you're going to hang with us here. We got Sue's News coming up with Ethan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, Sue Thomas, who, by the way, has been having an amazingly fun amount of time with AI sending us pictures. I asked her to add some biceps to my body. She did so. I think we're all dressed up as the Fantastic Four. Is that what that is, or is it the Avengers?
Yeah.
Do you know, Ethan?
Some sort of superheroes. Okay. I don't think it's either.
You look great, though, in your costume.
Thank you.
We'll have to share some of these when Sue's back tomorrow online. I don't know what got her motivated with the AI, but she's having a lot of fun with it.
I feel like Ethan's got a really good superhero look to him.
He does.
You know?
A little chiseled,
isn't
he?
The hair.
Yeah.
It is the hair. It's that little piece you got hanging down.
All right, let's do this here. Ethan's got one more round.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Except it's not. It's Ethan, as Mark Renshin mentioned. Final round, and then Sue will be back tomorrow. Happy National Lager Day. And to all who decide to celebrate.
Lager or lager?
Lager.
Okay, like
lager.
Beer.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Did I say lager?
He was thinking like Paul Bunyan.
Okay, all right.
Well, not exactly Paul Bunyan, but...
Yes, like the beer. And I ask that anyone that decides to celebrate National Lager Day do so responsibly. Have you guys heard of the new term that psychiatrists are coining as not extrovert or introvert, but an otrovert? Anyone heard of this?
Nope.
Uh-uh.
It's not a mix of the two. There's already a term for that. That's ambivert. Otroverts are different by definition. Otro literally means other. And the top sign that you are one of these is constantly feeling like an outsider, like you never fit in. That guy who came up with this thinks he is one, and he's seen it in some of his patients as well. He says introverts can be extremely social and well-liked.
I'm out.
They're just more about the one-on-one and don't really connect with groups.
Interesting. I mean, yeah, we all know people like that, but does it need a name?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That's what I would say.
I mean, I think we're okay with introvert and extrovert. We don't need to add another one.
I know. There's more than one gender.
Well, that's true. There's 30 of them or something like that.
GameStop last week held the first ever Trade Anything Day. This was this past Saturday. And the idea, right, is that you could bring in almost anything in order to get some store credit to use. And there were some crazy items that were brought in for Trade Anything Day. And I'm just going to name off a few of them. Taxidermied animals, including a bobcat and a goose, a tiny Jesus, a creepy doll collection, used Air Jordans, a speed limit sign, it was $20 miles an hour,
okay,
a dog portrait, someone even tried to bring in a living pet dog, hopefully that was a joke, it was not accepted, a can of whoop ass, an instant screaming Wii disc in an old Netflix sleeve envelope.
A copy of the
Declaration of Independence.
An original?
It says a copy.
Okay, no, I'm
it
just
says
kidding.
A copy. That would be worth a lot of games.
I would think so. I would think so.
And VHS tapes with episodes of Friends.
That's beautiful, too. I love that. See, that people got creative, right?
I know. Here's what I do know for a fact. Fred would probably be able to come up with some really good stuff.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
I would never have to buy a game
Does anything
again.
Come to mind, Fred? Of like, yes, this would be good. I know I'm putting you on the spot.
How about audio tape, like cassette versions of Gilligan's Island?
You have
that's
that?
A good one.
Yeah.
Like the audio, because you recorded it yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's very unique.
Yeah, or
yes.
The Tonight Show.
Oh, my gosh.
On
what,
cassette.
You just sat there with your cassette player and recorded it?
He was.
Was there reason for it?
Practicing.
Because you're messing with it and just having fun?
I guess.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Like, well, I understand that.
He was practicing for his career,
Mark. He was, essentially.
That's right.
That's what, look, I was 10 years old sitting with headphones on, wanting to be a disc jockey, so I can
appreciate
that.
Do you remember those radios they used to have, like, they could get TV and radio at the same time?
I do not.
Oh, they had ones that could record, and you could record TV.
No, I didn't know that.
On, like, a cassette player.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. Never saw that before.
Everybody stresses over decisions, whether it's something small like what to watch on Netflix or even a more significant thing, a life-altering change. This says like using a new shampoo. I know that's a big deal for some people
that's
out there.
Significant.
A large-scale study published in the journal Psychological Science.
I get that one.
Found that some of life's toughest questions have a consistent theme, perceived risk. The study asked people about their toughest, most stressful life decisions and then compiled them in a list of the riskiest choices people are faced with. And I have the top 10 for you all. Number one, whether or not to accept a new job.
It's a big one.
This is followed by whether to quit your job without an alternative gig.
Fred, you've never even had to make that decision,
no.
have you? This is so unique, though. I mean, I think that a lot of people who started work in the 60s and the 70s could probably, you know, stay with companies that long. But you literally worked at Camo X in, what, 1980, 81, and that's
82.
It. And you've been with the company ever since.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Never had to make another decision.
I mean, I've,
and that's
I've not...
My last resume was then.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I've not had a lot, you know, over the decade. I got fired a couple of times. But yeah, that's interesting.
This is followed by whether or not to invest money, whether to drive a car, when whether it be when you're just tired, maybe a little bit buzzed, bad weather, whether to become self-employed, buy a house, get surgery, get married, get vaccinated, or whether to move to another country. Those are the most stressful decisions, big decisions people make, according to Psychological Science.
How about finding out like 6 months before you're about to turn 50 that you're going to have another baby the month before you turn 50?
Yeah, I would.
That's you don't have to make any decision on that.
I had to make a decision.
The decision was made for
my sanity.
Yeah,
right.
There's a recent story going around. This is pretty good. I think Sue would have appreciated this. A 24-year-old man in Oklahoma named Dylan Redfern has been nabbed after robbing a local liquor store this past Friday. But here's the thing. He did it with an armed antique gun. It wasn't just any old gun. This was an old-timey musket. The police say it's a single-shot percussion derringer from the mid-1800s. He was arrested for first-degree robbery, and it was actually a serious situation in the moment because he was pointing it around at people. Fortunately, no one got hurt. It is unclear as to where he got the gun or if he even knew how to use it.
I mean, was there any gun? It probably wasn't even fireable.
I doubt it.
More as a prop.
Probably. But he was wearing a red hoodie and pajama pants at the time, so clearly he wasn't a time traveler.
Wow. Don't try that at home, kids, right?
Please don't.
I mean, he's lucky he didn't get shot right there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, Oklahoma. I mean, I bet there's quite a few guys out there concealing and carrying. Winter has arrived. We all are aware of this here in the greater St. Louis area. And in a survey, 67% of Americans say they wish they could hibernate like a bear through the winter. Anyone else?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I would.
Just not never too far leave off their from home.
That. Right. Yeah. I mean, I like segueing into fall, and there's certain parts of winter like the holidays that I love. But we're going to get to that point real quick in January, especially after a couple of mornings that blast into the single digits. Yeah, the crowd recognized that, where we'll be ready to hibernate.
Well, so, here's the thing. This isn't actually that crazy impossible. 86% of people would be also cool just getting cozy as much as possible during the winter months. So it's maybe a less level of extreme. So how do they do that? Here are some of the top options for ways that you can get cozy, or that people get cozy throughout the winter months. They say are their favorites. Curling up on the couch, layers of blankets, enjoying the quiet, and sleeping in. Gosh, I freaking love sleeping in. Fresh tea, coffee, hot chocolate, not leaving your home, obviously. Watching the cold, rainy, snowy weather outside, lighting candles, and relaxing music and spending time with family are some of people's favorite things to do in the winter months.
I like to play with my bunny.
You know, most people don't have the ability to do that, Mark.
There was a story today in the Washington Post about why a bunny should be your next pet.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, I have to check that out. Really?
Wow, Mark.
Oreo
is
fantastic.
Are you a trendsetter?
I am a trendsetter. I love that bunny so much. I'm telling you.
Today is a big day in the history of Nobel Peace Prizes. On this day in history, 119 years ago, Teddy Roosevelt was awarded his in 1964, Martin Luther King Jr., Mother Teresa in 1979, Barack Obama in 2009. And then some Cardinals history here. On this day in 1981, one of the most impactful trades in Cardinals history occurring when St. Louis acquired the Wizard of Oz, Ozzie Smith, acquired on this day in 1981.
Huge.
And in 2001,
wow.
The Cardinals signed free agent Jason Isringhausen to a four-year contract. So a couple of big-name Cardinals acquired on this day.
So I mentioned this earlier, Scott Jennings, who is a regular and he's a friend, he's got a syndicated radio show. For whatever reason, because he's a Cardinals fan, he had John Mozeliak on his show today. And we have some of the audio to air here in just a little bit, and you'll hear that tonight at 8 o'clock on 97.1 FM Talk.
And now for the fact of the day. Oppenheimer is the highest grossing movie that never hit number one. It made $330 million at the box office in 2023, but peaked at number two because Barbie finished ahead of it.
I liked Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
I hated Barbie. I'm like the outlier
Likewise.
On that one. We're coming back after Fox Business.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Alex Rich and Fred in here, Ethan Hannaford on a Wednesday afternoon. Here's some breaking news, too. Michigan, University of Michigan has fired head coach Sherrone Moore due to a violation of university policy. He was banging a staffer.
Yep.
Unbelievable. So he's coached at Michigan since 2018, but he is in his second season, or was in his second season as head coach this past year since Harbaugh left. And the statement says... The firing took effect immediately. Following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. This conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and UM maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. So that's what an idiot. What an idiot. He's running one of the top programs in the country, bangs a staffer, boom, he's done. Although, what's his name? Petrino did that, and he's probably, he did it, what, 10 years ago, I guess it was a motorcycle, yeah. A chick on a motorcycle. But yeah. They do it, don't they? They make bad decisions.
Man, it's always those guys.
Unbelievable. But, I mean, think about how much of his future he just flushed down the toilet. His reputation, his family, all that stuff. I don't know if he was married. Do you know if he's married?
That's what I don't know.
I mean, that maybe changes the narrative just a little bit. But...
And if you're fired for cause, there goes any sort of
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he ain't getting paid any buyout
for something
like that.
You had a dream job, too, right?
Yes. That's my point. Unbelievable. So tonight at 6 o'clock on KMOV, there's going to be a news story that's done by David Amelotti, who's an anchor and reporter at KMOV. He came out to my neighborhood. Fred and Alex, you've both been to my house. You know this road that I've spoken about, Hillsborough Road, which has been closed since March, technically. The project
twisty
was supposed
to
I call it twisty turny. We were supposed
been
to have
closed?
This since March, dude. Since March.
How much time does that add to your commute now?
A lot.
Dude.
A lot. But I will, before I welcome David in, let me just say this, because look, this is an inconvenience. People have far bigger issues in their life, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. I really do. I put my life into perspective all the time. I think about my friend Chris Smith, who was shot in the head. But this is, you know, a project that's paid for by taxpayer dollars. And David, who's with me on the phone right now. Hi, David Amelotti. Thanks for coming on here this afternoon. You're getting ready for a newscast at 5, so I know you're busy. But thank you for coming out to our neighborhood. You did this story. It's going to air tonight at 6, correct?
Yeah, it's going to air at 6 o'clock. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So what drew you into this? There's a couple of neighborhood Facebook pages that have been pretty active with, you know, our emotions boiling over. But what made you want to do this story so qualified to be covered?
Well, first thing is I had some people reach out to me. I did a different story recently, and someone had reached out, and they said, you know, this is a real big pain, and it impacts a lot of people, and we're not getting any answers. And so when you have, you know, a community issue and you're hearing that local government may or may not be cooperating, you know, that kind of catches our ears. And then it went from one person to two persons to four people to two Facebook pages. And then you get an understanding of all the different subdivisions impact. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of people that have been inconvenienced by this project, like you said, since March. A lot of folks say they didn't even know this project was happening until after it got closed down, because, you know, it's a stretch in Valley. Anyone who goes to, like, Paradise Valley Golf Course knows about this road, or the Krause
Horse Farms
over there.
Yeah.
You know this road, this Hillsborough Road.
Yeah, it's right at 40. If you get off at 44 and 141 and you go back behind what's the Drury Inn, then there's a hotel called Spark. They just changed the name. There's some new apartments back there, and you get back to what we call Twisty Turny. Now, I knew this was happening because this is ARPA money, and I've been tracking it, David, for 2 years because I wanted to make sure Valley Park was going to spend the money. One of the things I think our neighbors told you is, you know what could have gone so much farther here is that Valley Park would have just communicated with us. And it was so easy to do. We all have Facebook pages, but they haven't done that. And they've refused to give us answers. So you spoke to a few of my neighbors for this story tonight, correct?
I did. And I think that's a common frustration, right? People just want communication. I think you want a timeline with a project. And, you know, to Valley Park's credit, the project outlined 270 days this project is going to get done. On the flip side of this, the contractor says there's been a variety of delays causing this project to be, you know, stalled at times. And so now you're dealing with a safety issue, whether that's people taking this alternate detour. There was actually one family that I talked with said that their family friends were hit by an alleged drunk driver on Gravoy because they were forced to take this route. They live 5 minutes apart from each other, but they had to take the 20-minute trip out of the way to be able to get to this house. And they get smacked by an alleged drunk driver on the red light.
Right, I saw that story. Right. Yeah, see, it's the way, and again, everyone's going to, I've had some people quit bitching about your road, and I get that. But envision a situation where you are used to leaving your house one day and you turn on a road and it takes you literally 3 minutes to get to the interstate, and now it takes 15, and then you got the trip back. And, you know, it's one thing, we all had patience, 270 days, okay, open it back up. But we're faced now with this closure probably lasting until at least late spring. That would be my guess.
Well, that's what we're working to figure out, is how long this project will take. And I, you know, and again, this is a Valley Park road. They've hired a contractor to take care of the project, but the residents impacted are
St. Louis County.
Large residents,
right. Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, some criticisms have been that maybe it's too big of a project for Valley Park to take on. I don't know about that. I have reached out to Valley Park a couple of times. I've reached out to the contractor to try and find the specifics of, you know, the challenges that they've had. You're at the point now where, okay, the 270 days are up. We've been asking questions about it. And now residents are starting to hear, well, here's a plan. You know, now there's movement. And we're finding out that, you know, looks like there's going to be some fines. But I think there's some real concerns about the contractor backing out of the project. So we've asked for comment from the contractor about that. But now it's also that safety issue. You know, not only, you know, first responders having to take that detour to get to someone if someone's in crisis, but there's also concerns about the first responders who live in that area that also have to take that 20-minute detour in order to get where they need to be. And so, you know, you're right. You talk to a lot of people. There's road work that is an inconvenience. But when you have a project that's delayed, there's people concerned about a lack of communication. And then, as we've mentioned, this is funded by ARPA dollars.
Yeah,
this is
it's taxpayer money. Right. The Valley Park owes you and me and the people an explanation, and they're just not saying anything. And I think mainly the reason is because they have no answers, unfortunately. I'm going to be checking out the report at 6 o'clock. David, thank you so much for coming out to the neighborhoods. You're welcome back when the road's open. We'll have a big party. How about that?
Sounds
good. All right. Take care. Enjoy the anchoring. He's going to anchor the cast at 5 o'clock, and then that story is going to air at 6. So I mentioned Scott Jennings' show.
On Channel.
That's on Channel 4 on KMOV. Okay. So Jennings' show will air tonight at 8 o'clock, but did you hear me talk about this, Alex, that he decided, you know, he's a big Cardinals fan from his mutual friendship with our friend Joe Arnold down in Louisville. So he had John Mozeliak on his show today for like the whole hour. And here's this rapid fire questions he did with Mo. We'll see what this kind of sounds like here.
2011, be honest. Where was your confidence meter in the ninth inning, game six of the World Series, down to your last strike, down to the Rangers? Had you resigned yourself to the to a bad ending to the World Series? And to this day, can you believe the most incredible game and the most incredible comeback in Major League Baseball history?
Good question there. I was there. Alex, were you there that night?
I was not.
Man, it was amazing. Here's the answer.
Confidence level, pretty low. started jotting some notes on what I was going to say to the club. And then obviously David Freese allowed me to roll that up and throw it out. And the rest was history. But it was incredible couple days.
Who will manage a baseball team in the major leagues first, Albert Pujols or Yadier Molina?
Boy, that's sort of a tough question for me to answer because friends with both. But I think both are going to get a chance. I think, you know, right now with Albert doing TV, he's out there. So I think a lot of people are familiar with him. That's going to help him. And then, of course, Yadi, I think, is going to Mexico this summer to keep, you know, grinding away. But you know, both love the game. Both are super intelligent, and I think at some point they'll get their chance.
Okay, question. Obviously, as a general manager, as the head of baseball operations, you're getting a lot of commentary on the decisions that you're making out there, a lot of that commentary coming via social media. While you were serving in this position with the Cardinals, did you have a dummy Twitter or X account where you were following the commentary and perhaps commenting on things?
Okay. So I'm going to answer this honestly. I did have an account.
Ooh.
I wasn't trying to do it like as I was hidden because I was never responding, but I don't think anybody actually knew who it was because they're just random numbers and letters. But, you know, as a matter of fact, I kind of stopped like doing the whole Twitter thing about 7-8 years ago because it just became so noisy.
Yeah, it is noisy, but that's interesting. So he just kind of wanted to, you know, pop around and find out what people were saying. I wonder why Jennings asked him that, though, Fred. It's almost like he knew information,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
A lot of these executives do have them.
Oh, I believe it, right?
They absolutely all have burners.
Yeah. The question would be, do you respond to them? Because that's when you might get in trouble, right? Because, and you know that this happens in politics too. People are taking out dummy accounts. Look, half the people that, you know, bitch at me and say mean things, you look at their pages, they have like 32 followers or something like that. And, you know, they're probably people that I know that just want to hit me anonymously, which is something we're kind of used to. We'll take a break. We're coming back with more. I want to talk about sideline reporters in the NFL and college football in particular. There was a little bit of a dust-up with Justin Herbert and Laura Rutledge from ESPN a couple of nights ago. I didn't talk about it yesterday. We're going to do it next. All right, let's go back to Monday Night Football. Justin Herbert just wins. He's the quarterback for the San Diego Chargers. And, you know, they always have the sideline reporters that interview the coaches or the players after the game. So Laura Rutledge is the ESPN reporter. She's trying to interview Herbert, and he's kind of looking around looking for his teammates because they win in overtime with a field goal, and he's not as interested in doing the interview at that moment. So this happened.
Yeah, I'm trying to celebrate with my team.
So what he said there at the beginning, I'll play it again. I'm trying to celebrate with my team. And then she goes, yeah, I know. Now she's trying to do her job, but I'll comment on this in a second. So this is what happens.
If you understand.
Whoop, that's not the right one. That's someone in Australia. Here we go. Where's Laura? Here we go.
Yeah, I'm trying to celebrate with my team.
No, I know, but can we just talk to you really fast?
what was it like to watch the interception there that sealed this game for you guys to get this win?
Yeah, the defense played incredible. You know, they came up with so many big stops today, so so proud to be able to play for those guys. And the way they compete down in, down out is really fun to watch.
I don't need to air any more of it because that makes the point for it. So there's nothing in professional sports mainly, because I don't think they do this as much in collegiate football. There's nothing that annoys me more than these sideline reporters, because they offer nothing. They offer nothing. Mm. And it's always, look, I'm a fan of hot chicks probably more than anyone else. I like hot chicks, right? I don't mind seeing a hot chick on the sideline in a football game, but that's ridiculous too. You're dressed like you're going out clubbing in New York City, and you're supposed to be a professional on the sideline of a football game. That's just stupid. But you tell me, Ethan, look, there's nothing valuable that ever, the coaches don't want to do it. They're forced to do it. The players don't really want to do it. Now, I get it that we're the fans and they owe us interaction and all that. That's different than going into a locker room at a baseball game and getting reaction from the players and asking them questions. So I don't even put Jim Hayes in this category. Jim offers content, personality, information. I don't mind it. All right, here's where it is valuable. All right. Laura Rutledge is on the sideline. There's an injury. We're finding out information that's happening at that time. That seems valuable to have someone down there who is not in the booth to get that information. You're reporting back to the booth. But these stupid interviews they do at halftime or even before the quarter or whatever, they're a waste of time.
What
it's
about
embarrassing.
What
it's
about
uncomfortable.
Post-game? This was postgame.
Yeah, you know what? For that, what is he going to say? They all say the same damn stuff.
I'm pretty sure just 2 days ago, we pulled a clip of a post-game interview, if you don't remember, and we played it on air. It was a Fernando Mendoza cut. That is why they do it.
That's a different. I agree
with
him.
Well, I even said
that
I took out collegiate sports because they don't do this. It doesn't seem like they do this as much in college sports. All right. So in fairness, that's a great example. I would say that that qualifies in a different way. I'm mainly talking about the halftime stuff, the stuff that goes on before, you know, the quarters or whatever. But yeah, okay. You get a reaction from a college kid like that. That was a moment. There's
well,
no doubt
want,
about that.
If you want to get rid of it, that's a different argument. I'd be open to that. I'm okay with that. But all of these guys know that this is how it goes. And I'm not a big fan of what Justin Herbert did here.
No, you're in the majority. I'm in the minority, I think, on this.
So you don't think that he was in the wrong for what he did?
No, not really. I mean,
he is the star. He is the quarterback.
Right.
He is the face of his team.
Yeah.
It is attached with the title that you are going to have to do this. Laura Rutledge, whether you like that it's a thing or not, it's just doing her job. It's what she's supposed to do.
I suppose my
point
is,
she knows that just as well as everyone else.
And that's fair. I guess my point is that I wish she didn't have that job because
and that's a different argument.
I don't like it. And they're just it's the biggest waste of time. The players never say anything. The coaches never say anything. It's only to give someone a job, typically, who isn't qualified to be in the booth. Laura, in that case, was doing her job. I can't fault her. But look, they just won in overtime. He's trying to give some high fives and stuff like that. All right, Alex, what do you say here?
No, I mean, I don't know. I've always been completely stunned that that's even a thing that they're able to get these coaches at these times.
Well, they force them to do it.
Which is crazy, in my opinion. I think that it sometimes is good content, yes. But, honestly, they're trying to answer the question as quick as possible and get in and out of there because they're trying to go coach a game. They're trying to lock in and focus. So, I don't know. I more so like when they have them, let's use college game day, for example. I like when they have them sit in that morning for a long form interview.
Well,
now
that's
at the
because
same,
it's interesting.
At
right.
the same time, it is crazy to me where it's that coach is spending that time that morning before that massive game doing an interview with, but again, like Ethan said,
well, their responsibilities here. Look,
it's part of their job. Yeah,
I went to Hollywood for 20 years, and I interviewed people in movies, and it was their responsibility. And believe me, there were some of them. I was in the room when some of them mocked us. I remember Woody Harrelson poking a lot of fun at us and Jesse Eisenberg one time when I caught their comments in the hallway, and we probably deserved it because everyone asked the same stupid questions. But Ethan, to your point, I think it's fair to say that the post-game interviews are a little different. I'm mainly talking about we're going into halftime, we're going into the tunnel, your team is getting its ass kicked, and all of a sudden Laura Rutledge or someone else sticks a mic in your face and says, what do we need to do better? What the hell are you going to say that's really applicable to that moment? You're not going to give your game plan away. You basically just want to get into the locker room to yell at your team or whatever the situation is. So I would say, now that I think about it, see, I'm a very flexible, I adjust on the fly, that the post-game interview, the Mendoza example was pretty good. So he kind of got me there. I hate when that happens.
Well, they're different things that we're arguing about. One of them is saying that there is no purpose to some of the times in which they do interview. I think that that is a fair point. And the other one is arguing that Justin Herbert didn't go about this the right way. He knows how this goes.
He probably didn't. I mean, he knows what the responsibilities are, but I also see in the moment, you know, he's trying to find some of his teammates. I do think that he got beat up on more than he should have for this particular moment.
Seven or eight times.
No, I mean, just in this, I mean, the way that people piled on Justin Herbert. For that particular, all he did was kind of walk away momentarily.
There was one post that went super viral from it, and that's where the attention came from.
And I think I give credit to Rutledge for not giving up when he said, you know, I just want to separate.
Yeah, it'd be easier to just shy away and be like, okay, all right.
No, that's her job. And again, she's doing her job.
Right.
They're doing their job.
It's just the argument of, is the job necessary?
I'm saying, yeah, like, where is... Now, look, when I think about Aaron Andrews, I always thought that she was interesting and there was interesting content and she would do a lot of interviews with players.
Remember her Richard Sherman interview back in the day? I'm the best in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
You do get a lot of good... I mean, like you're saying.
But a lot of that happens in the post game too.
Yeah.
Mainly, I guess, when I really narrow it down, it's these coaches' interviews as they come back into the half or go out of the half, because there's just nothing that they offer.
I think that's fair.
And some of those are recorded. You know, they'll go into the first series of plays, and then they'll say, hey, we got coach. Like, look at what Coach Drink does every time. He didn't want to do it. And then every time, M-I-Z. He just ends that way.
Can I ask you, can I get opinions here while we're
in
here
30 seconds.
Mendoza, Heisman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt, right?
He sealed the deal last week.
Yeah, thank you.
I think so, probably.
I just needed to hear it from other people that weren't me.
I will say, though, this is a pretty weak class. Like, in other years, he's not...
Don't make him feel bad.
I didn't ask your opinions on details. I just asked what you thought
he's
on
gonna
if
win
he's going
to
win.
That was rather unfair, Ethan. You were mean to Alex there.
Go Hoosiers.
I think you're safe. Go Hoosiers. Thank you, Alex Rich. We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.